Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com. This course deals with addictions. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with addictions. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. We encourage you to duplicate, give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as the addiction process, the internal war, overcoming resistance, the fear of self-awareness, the six steps of effective choice, risk-taking, causes of relapse, the dream of dependency, internal resistance, why step one works, how the 12 steps impede autonomy, addiction to the program and 12-step programs, and childhood dependence. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, to make sure we're on the same page, so to speak, we will talk about the physical effects of alcohol on your client's body. When Eric, age 24, a computer programmer, came to my office, he sullenly asked, "Boy, do I feel like crap. It seems like the more I drink, the worse I feel. I used to be able to get a really nice buzz, you know what I mean? But now I just feel crappy." Eric had been in and out of recovery, but within a month, Eric would be back drinking again. He stated, "I've been drinking since I was 13. Sometimes I get a little sluggish, but I really don't think the drinking has affected me all that much, at least not physically." Knowing his education and background in computers, I felt he might be receptive to a presentation of some facts about the destructive effects of alcohol on his body. I asked him, "Would you like to know some of the facts as to how alcohol affects your nervous, digestive, muscle, and immune systems?" He looked thoughtful and a little surprised for a moment, then reluctantly nodded, "Yeah, I guess." "Regarding your nervous system, using alcohol over a long period of time changes the balance of your brain's chemistry. By that I mean, as receptors are filled with those foreign substances, your body's own chemical transmitters can't stimulate the cell properly, leading to delayed, inappropriate, or even an absence of a reaction. This hindrance of transmitters leads to that sluggish feeling you were talking about earlier. Do you have a client that you are currently treating that might benefit from information about the effect of alcohol on his or her nervous system?" Eric still seemed interested, so I went on. "As far as your digestive system goes, three bands of muscles in your stomach work like a blender to break up bits of food, while your stomach acids help dissolve the food. The stomach is naturally protected from the stomach acid by mucus, but inflammation occurs when alcohol decreases the stomach's ability to prevent acid from backing up into those walls. That might be one reason that you stated that Rolaids is a good food group for you. How many clients are you currently treating that pop stomach acid tablets during your session? Would this information about the effect of alcohol on their digestive tract be beneficial? Your bones and muscles are affected by nutritional deficiencies and the toxic effect of alcohol. You have said that you experience muscle pain in your upper arms and shoulders. Eric stated, "Go on, this all makes sense. I never connect this with drinking." As you know, the heart pumps blood throughout your body, but alcohol affects your cardiovascular system by affecting its ability to function as a pump. This is not meant to scare you, but the fact is, some alcoholics experience congestive heart failure and rhythm disturbances, resulting from a leaking of potassium, phosphate, and important enzymes from their heart muscle. Would it be appropriate to share this fact about leaking potassium, phosphate, and important enzymes from the heart muscle with a client that you're currently treating? When Eric heard the information about the heart, he stated, "My father died of a heart attack 2 years ago. He was a heavy drinker. I don't see how there's a connection." Since this seemed to be the teachable moment for Eric regarding the destructive effect of alcohol on his body, I suggested he might keep a written or mental log of physical symptoms that he experiences between now and his next session. The fact that his father died of a heart attack seemed to be a leverage point of interest to potentially consider stopping drinking. Do you have an Eric who deals in computers, accounting, business decisions, where facts and figures are the mainstay of their thought process? Would it be beneficial to replay the preceding portion of this track during your next session? Would keeping a health journal for a week be beneficial? On this track, we have discussed the physical effects of alcohol on a body. On the next track, we will talk about addiction as a process. Question 1. What are bodily systems for which you might provide alcohol education if your addicted client is receptive to being provided with the facts?